Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
all of my life you've been faithful.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We just stop by to say thank you, how you kept us all as we slept and slumbered on last night. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. You the breath we breathe, and we say thank you. We say have your way in our services on today, Lord God. We come to give you all the praise and the glory because you're wonderful, you're faithful, you're beautiful, you're blameless. And we say thank you. Thank you for this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We got eyes to see, ears to hear, mouth to call on your name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name this Sunday morning, Lord God. And we just thank you, Father God, as we slept in slumber last night, how you sustained us and kept us from all harm and danger, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We just come to magnify your name, the name above all names today, Lord God. And every day, Lord God. Oh, we just say thank you for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And we say thank you for our daily bread today. Thank you for our daily needs being met on today. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today, over each and every one represented on this line today. Have your way in our lives, Lord God. Order our footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct us in all truth today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for stopping by the nursing homes on today, Lord God. Creating miracle signs and wonders, Father God. Stop by all the hospitals today, Lord God. And do a shonda, Lord God. Do a turnaround for them today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the IC unit, Lord God. Create a miracle sign and wonder on today, Father God. Someone needs just one touch from you, Lord God. And we just say thank you. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Father God. We just come to give you the praise. We give you the glory. Thank you for Mother Sydney, Father God, as you continue to strengthen and build her, Lord God, and her family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the visionary of this line, Father God. As he continues to pour out to your people near and far, Father God, touch his body in a mighty way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch Mom and Dad Matthews in a mighty way, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Matthew family, Father God, cover them with your wings, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We lift up our neighborhoods to you today, Lord God. Our neighbors to you today, Father God. Have your way in their lives today, Lord God. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in all truth on today, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you, and we say thank you. We lift up the firefighters and their families today to you, Father God. Continuously to keep them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, they fight fires, Father God. Keep them safe, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the ambulance drivers and their families to you today. Have your way in their lives as well, Father God. Heal and deliver and set them free today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your word said, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning. We come to magnify your name this morning. We come to stop by and say how much we love you, we need you, we nothing without you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all bereaved families to you today, Father God. Comfort them and keep them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And whatever they stand in need of in their bereavement, Father God, we thank you and praise that you're meeting their every need. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, Father God. Have your way today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Your will be done. Not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way, Lord God. And we just stop by to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over every gas station, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Keep them all safe from all harm and dangers. They go in the gas station, Father God. And we just thank you for doing it right now, God. Have your way, Lord God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Your word says no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We will continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Our joy comes from you. The joy of the Lord is our strength on today. Have your way, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every vehicle today, Father God. Train, plane, buses, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The train tracks, cover them with the blood, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Reveal the shooters and the murderers today, Lord God. And the pedophiles, Father God. Reveal them, snatch the covers back, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength today and your peace. In your precious Son, Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
Excelling the Family for the Kingdom Purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Fears Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois.
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, The Workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessing Ministry, Toledo, Ohio.
Sunday morning, October 30th,
2022, at 11 a.m. A time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia.
For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-925.
Or email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is the place where you promised to be.
depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper.
God bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time, where the word of the Lord comes alive. God bless each and every one of you all. And we thank you for joining us on this day from around the world. And certainly we give God praise, glory, and honor for you, you and you on today. And I tell you, if it had not been for the grace of the Lord, we can do what we do. And certainly with all that is going on globally around the world, we just honor the Lord for his presence, his power, and his glory being upon us on this day. And we welcome each and every one of you all that are joining us, who's connecting with us on today. We are excited about all that he is doing for us on today. Those of you who are joining us, you can share with others that they may be blessed tremendously by the word of the Lord God. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've shared via the social platform, but we honor the Lord for all that he's doing And we give him praise, glory, and honor. Please, when you come on, please share with others that they may be blessed as well, too. And we're going to go right into the word of God today. If you would, pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for today. We thank you for what you have already set in motion from the beginning of time. You said in your word that a 3-4 cord is not easily broken. Also, you said in your word, when two of us touch and agree on earth to ask him anything, in the Father's name, it shall be done. Father, we know that this is a season that we don't have to negotiate our anointing, God, but we have to open up ourselves to the power against the hand of the enemy. And right now, in the name of Jesus, show yourself mightily over the people of God from all over the world. Touch their heart, mind, and soul, and spirit, God. Engage them into the next conversation with you, God. And we shut down all demonic forces and spirits that have been launched against us right now in the name of Jesus. We speak in the decree and declare that our family shall be blessed, prosperous, going in and going out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the power of victory on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal the mind of those that are going through pressure, stresses, and weariness today in the name of Jesus. As we come into this fall season of the year, God, and we prepare for the winter months and the spring months and the summer months ahead, God, we know that we have to be in preparation for the great things that are getting ready to happen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your power today. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We come against warfare, battle fatigue. We come against stress, grief, pain, disappointment, contentment, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up your people of God, and we decree and declare that there shall be a breakthrough, and we decree it's done in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, people of God, bless you all on today. And like I said, it's been a minute, so we thank you, God, for you, and you all today. And we're going into the word of the Lord God from the book of Daniel. Now, those of you who have been following us, we've been sharing from the book of Daniel. And this is a word for many of you all today. This is the word for many of you all today. So buckle your seatbelt up into the word of God. Now, we have been sharing from the book of Daniel, over the last 5-6 years. And we shifted due to God moving us from a Kairos place. This changed, but we're going back to the word of the Lord God. We're in part 8 of the governmental vaults are being opened. And so many of you are going to be blessed by the word of God. And this is going to bless you so you can share with others and let others be blessed as well on today. We thank you, God, for our covenant partners that are joining us, our virtual members that are joining us, sons and daughters that are joining us, and certainly you and you on today. We appreciate you on today and all that the Lord is doing in the life of his people. And we don't take it lightly, all of the great things that God is doing together. And there shall be a word from the Lord for the people of God on today. Certainly we thank God for this season that God has many of us in, and the things that he's preparing for many of the believers right now in the season that you're in. Many of you are going to understand what you're dealing with, what you're up against, and the fight that you're having. This battle you're in, this is not your battle. This is a battle far greater than you can even imagine, think, or even fathom right now. The warfare, the intensity of the warfare, and the battles that are going on around you and you on today. God's mighty hand is upon many of us. So stay in that place of the Lord. Don't let the enemy try to fool you and to deviate you from the course of where you are at in the place that God has his hand on you in this season of your life. Those of you who been dealing with the battles within your family, it's a tremendous attack. We know that the attacks that have been launched against you are to break you and to break your will. All right, we're going to move into the word of God from the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, when you have it, go there with me to the book of Daniel, chapter number 7. Now, this book of Daniel is very important for these times. Bless you, daughter, good to have you. Bless you on today, woman of God. Thank you. And those of you who are following us, if you're new, please share with others. If you're a first time following us, please let us know where you're following us from so that we can connect with you and connect to your vision and purpose as well. In a time like these, we really need each other like never before. And when I say we need each other, you can brace yourself because of what is going on in the world and the land. And I'm going to be sharing some things with you quickly. And I know this is going to bless you and minister to you as well on today. So we're thanking God for you on today. Real quickly, we're reminding the people, don't forget this is the week. Those who will be fasting with us this week will be fasting and seeking the face of God all week long up until the Family Value Conference. So please fast with us and pray with us and stay in that place of the Lord. I believe God is up to something majestic for you, and you on today. You will be blessed out of this world with what the Lord is doing for you, and you on today. So we thank you, God, for the saints of God and the sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. We certainly know that his hand is upon you and his hand is with you on today. So amen. Into the word of the Lord God. Once again, we're reading from the book of Daniel, chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7. Many of you will understand where you stand as it relates to the time we're in, the events we're in, things that are happening right now, things that you're experiencing right now in the world, in the earth realm, these are the times that we're in. Amen. So just brace yourself for what we're going to share today. Into the word of the Lord God, Daniel chapter number 7. Daniel chapter number 7. Now, Daniel, the book of Daniel is what you consider from Old Testament. Daniel book is considered what we call an apocalyptic book. Now, the apocalyptic really actually means, it's actually it's a Greek word. So when you hear theologians talk about Daniel and they specifically say it's an apocalyptic book, it's letting you know that there's something about the book of Daniel that is very powerful in its writing. So therefore, when you read the book of Daniel, you have to know that the book of Daniel is very powerful because this ancient Greek word, apocalyptic, it literally means something that's hidden. It's hidden from you. Uncovered or disclosure of knowledge or information in a religious context. So the information here in this is disclosed knowledge. And the only way you can tap into this kind of knowledge is that God has to reveal to you the secrets or the mysteries of something so it can come alive. And many of us right now at this pivotal time in our life and in our ministry, our purpose, our vision, we are under tremendous attack. But these attacks are not attacked necessarily on the outside. These attacks within our perimeter because the enemy wants to burn us out or wear us out. Daniel chapter 6. Now, Daniel is considered, this is one of the major prophets of the Old Testament. You have Isaiah, you have Jeremiah, we have Lamentation, and then we have Ezekiel and Daniel. Now, so those who have followed me and taught, in the book of Daniel, there are 5 major books, but it's only 4 prophets. So you have Isaiah, you have Jeremiah, you have Ezekiel and Daniel. You do have Lamentation. So those are actually 5 books of the major prophet, but only 4 major prophets. Those books are significant to understand. When you read them and you study them, those are prophetic patterns and literally secret codes in those major prophets. So Isaiah, his name means Yahweh is salvation. Jeremiah named me Yahweh is uplifted and exalted. Now Lamentation deals with grief, sorrow, and pain. There's only 5 books of that. Ezekiel is 48 chapters. And that book, it means God is your strength. It means God is strength. Now, Daniel, he's the governmental chapters, 5 of them. His book being guided judge or judgment of God. So when you read the book of Daniel, you'll find that Daniel book is encrypted in his book. So it's revealing government and how things are done from a Babylonian system. But Daniel served under four ancient deity gods, two Neo-Persian and two Babylonian system. And as you study Daniel, each of his chapters are encrypted. Chapter number one of Daniel opens us up to understand that when you read the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter one is not about a fast. It's about Daniel's lifestyle and how Daniel was able to maintain a healthy life and a healthy regimen so that he would be prepared to minister and follow God through his thought, mind, will. If you study the book of Daniel chapter number one, most people think that the book of Daniel is about a fast. No, it's about a lifestyle, and that Daniel would not eat of the Babylonian system or eat what we call Nebuchadnezzar, the table of Nebuchadnezzar. And that's pivotal to understand. Chapter 2 will bring you into understanding Daniel was so proficient in his relationship with God that he was able to interpret dreams. He was able to understand dreams because of his ability. Of chapter number 1, he wouldn't eat from the Babylonian system table. Chapter 3 opens it up with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Chapter 4, when Daniel, chapter 3 opened up, deal with frequency and sound because they did not bow to the ancient deities. Most people who have bowed to ancient deities now serve under their gods or under the system. You see a lot of people who serve under these different gods or such a secret society. They bow to those deities. And then you have chapter 4 where Daniel is able to go inside. Now there's a transition of power from where Daniel would serve under the administration of Nebuchadnezzar, then go and serve under his administration during his tough time. And then chapter 5 opens up with Daniel serving under the son of Nebuchadnezzar. So it's a transition of power from son, Belshazzar. And chapter 6 opens us up with Daniel being able to survive governmental things because he's not under the administration of King Darius. And Darius is now, that's a Neo-Persian king, and serving under those administration, Daniel were able to influence. So don't allow people to tell you because you say and you love the Lord and you have a relationship with the Lord, that because you have that relationship with the Lord, there's certain things you can't do. That's absolutely incorrect. If your mind is set and you have the relationship with God and you operate in a relationship in a powerful position in the kingdom of God, there's an authority that you carry, but not only an authority that you carry, in you carries the sacred codes of being able to release the secret things of the kingdom of God to any leader, to any country or any nation around the world. Why many people in the body of Christ are moved by the fear of the witches, the warlock, the fear of haters, the fear of spirit sorcery is because they don't understand the spirit world or the spirit realm. Most of you who have followed me, you will understand all through this pandemic time from 2019 up to now, our ministry went viral in the midst of the virus. Now, if you can go viral in the midst of the viruses that was created, then you can go viral in the midst of the sin that's been in this nation for centuries. So the body of Christ and believers, they were afraid of the virus, but they were not afraid of sin. Now, isn't it interesting how we can be so powerful and sin is greater than a virus and we can go viral right in the middle of the virus? Some of us right now in this season, but God is about to blow our mind because of what he's getting ready to release to me of our lives and the things he's getting ready to do. You have to know right now at this pivotal crossroad, the transition of power in the earth realm is so great that when I say it's so great in the land, is so great because those who did not allow the enemy to trick their mind, infest them with this virus and change their thought, you're going to rise to the occasion like never before. Many of you will be, let me pause to share this with you. Do you know during this virus, there were more millionaires in history than there ever been in any other time? Right in the middle of this virus, there were more people became millionaires than ever before. What's the secret to that? Being a light in darkness. Because when anytime there's darkness around us, there's light in us. And God will open to us the ideas, the wittiness, the creativity. And he will actually give us the encrypted codes to the vault of demonic forces that will cause people to operate in fear. Faith took over. When fear gripped the world, faith in the believers took over and literally transcended everything that was going on. So this window that we're in right now, the enemy is trying to break the will of the people. Into the word of God from the book of Daniel, I want to deal with this chapter number, Daniel chapter number 7. Now, Daniel dreamed of the four beasts. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and the vision of the head upon his bed, then wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Now, I want to deal with this so people can really understand where you are at right now. And many of you prophetic people, you want to share this with other prophetic people today, so you won't be shifted out of where God is taking you right now, and you won't lose sight exactly the details of what God wants to do. And I'm going to share this so you can be blessed. Daniel chapter 7 verse 22. I could read all of it, but I want to just share these main points, so that you can really ride home with these points. This is the main point here. But chapter 7, please read it for your understanding. And I'm going to share each point here so you will have a clear understanding of where you are at this stage in your life. So when you understand it, you'll have a clear understanding of where you stand with God. All right, let me actually go to Daniel chapter 7. Verse 17, these great beasts, which are the four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the four beasts, which are diverse from all others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the others which came up, and before whom three fell. Listen to this. Three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and mouth, that spake very great things, who looked was more stout than his fellow. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And thus he said, the four beasts shall be the four kingdoms upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall divide the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and shall subdue the three kings. And he shall speak words, great words against the Most High, and to wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change time and laws, and they shall be what? Given into his hand unto a time and a time of dividing the path. Now, I'm sharing this for you to understand where many of us are at right now, 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022 were pivotal for us. Most believers right now, and many of you all at this point in your life, you are at a place where the enemy is trying to wear us down. Satan is trying to wear the saints down. And there are many people right now, you are at a place right now where you're dealing with battle fatigue. You're dealing with burnout. You're at a critical stage with the mental fatigue. Everything around you is happening. The fight is fierce because you're dealing with the battle fatigue. The enemy has wore down many of the believers. He's burning down. He burnt out. And you see many people who are quitting. You'll see other leaders that are following you because they're trying to get a word. They're trying to follow you. A lot of intercessors have been burnt out. They're burnt out because they're not praying the word, or they're praying from another place. They're praying from another place. And so many people are being burnt out. And let me tell you something, thanks to God. Those intercessors that are under tremendous attack right now, because they were teaching them. They were teaching how to pray, but they were guarding the organs in their body. They were guarding themselves. They wasn't controlling their atmosphere, but they was speaking and decreeing and declaring those things. Right now, so many people at this very moment are burnt out. You see pastors are burnt out. You see leaders, fivefold ministry gifted people are totally burnt out because they were fighting a war, or they were fighting the war from their flesh. And what the enemy did, he wore us down, because he wore us down with materialistic things. And these materialistic things that people were trying to fight for, battle for, to get, it burned them out. And you have so many people right now in a total burnout, battle fatigue. They're looking for a word from the Lord. They can't find words through other people that was connected to them, because what the enemy did in chapter 7 and 25, here's what he did. And verse 22, he said, unto the Ancient of Days came the judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Why? What we're dealing with right now is men and women of God who was able to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God, of the Ancient of Days. In other words, revealing the secret thing, you were strengthened because you were able to tap into the spiritual dimensions of God and understand where we were at. These ancient systems in the world, they wore down the believers, and to believers, it was God's will, but Satan came in and wore out the saints of the Most High. Many people are burnt out. They're trying to read scriptures and verses. They're trying to pick up, they're trying to paste and cut your message. They're trying to gravitate towards all of the things that happened. Now you say, why are you saying that, Prophet Matthew? Look at what's going over in the United Kingdom. Let's go on in the colonial system. Okay, you had a prime minister over there that was only in office, what, less than three weeks. Who are they trying to bring back? They're trying to bring back that same guy, Boris Johnson, back into office. Look at what's going on. You see how people are going backwards? They're not going forward. This man messed up the economy of the country. That woman took over. She could not do anything. Queen Elizabeth laid hands on that woman. It didn't make no difference. Now he's coming back. There's no queen to lay hands. And the throne where the queen is at, there's no seat there. Look at what's going on in the United States government. Look at what's going on in the White House right now with the president. I'm telling you, saints of God, where we at right now, listen to me. The thing that's hindering the body of Christ is we are allowing a false sound to wear down the men and women of God that are anointed. We're letting a false sound almost eliminate us from getting to that place in God. Women, don't let the false sound eliminate you from getting to that royal position that God have you. So many people are speaking a false sound into your body and wearing you down. You have to be very careful. I'm gonna share this with you. This is a season not to let your ears be negotiated. Oh, I'm about to preach now. See, you can't let your ears be negotiated. A lot of us are letting people get in our ears and negotiate where we are at in the kingdom of God. There is no negotiating in your ear. Write that down. This is not a season to negotiate your ears. You cannot allow people to get inside your ears. There are people that are getting inside your ears, and they will wear you down. They will wear your vision down. They'll have you confused. You got confused people trying to preach deliverance to you. They're confused. You can't negotiate with Ramosa Kalabahande de Dioche where you're going right now. Robasi. Sabrina Daniel, the way God is taking your life and your career and your children, you can't negotiate with your background or your past. Because what the enemy will do, he'll set you back another 4 years. You can't afford to be set back right now. Hey, glory to God. Oh, I'm teaching today. Look at somebody say, he's teaching today. Because what the enemy has done, he's trying to get the body to be burnt out. He's trying to get you to negotiate your next great move. Some of you are sharing your secrets with your enemy. You can't share your secrets with your enemy. What do you mean, prophet? You think people are actually with you? No, they're pulling on what's in you. They're not with you. They don't have anything they sell. So they're copying after what's in you. Listen to this. Verse 27 and 25. And he shall speak words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints. Why? Speaking words because people are negotiating with people you think are with you. Think they know you. You have to be very careful. He who controls your hearing will control your future. If they have your hearing, they control your future. Have you ever been with a group of people and you just came to connect with that group of people, and once you were with that group of people and you connected with them, you left confused and you were trying to figure out what's going on because you allowed somebody in that groupie to control your destiny. My God, I feel this day. And you were like, man, what happened? I just came to visit a family member. I was just invited to this ministry. Why am I confused? Because that spiritual dimension did not fit the sacred codes of your vault that God was opening up to you. He was opening up some things to you. At this critical point in many of our life right now, what God is about to do for many of us in terms of the wealth realm that's already open, it's not getting ready to be open, it's already open. The knowledge of the secrets that God is getting ready to reveal is supernatural. Now look at over there, because everybody has to understand, United Kingdom and that country literally controls the Caribbean seas. It controls the islands, the Caribbean islands. It controls many areas. It controls many of the financial systems of the world. And so many of you all right now, you are being burnt out because of the climatic sin that's going on. This has nothing to do with a climate control. It has something to do with demonic spirits. See, you have to understand, Boris Johnson, he's part of that system. So when this woman took over as the prime minister, it was a decoy. I told many of you got to be careful of the decoy that's in place. Because what you're seeing right now is you're seeing a economic a cataclysmic showdown that's not only going to hit that country, but all the other seven continents. And what God has for us is not negotiable. Here's what he says here. Here's what he said in verse 22, Daniel 7 and 22. Until the Ancient of Days came, the judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints will possess the kingdom. We're in the place where we are possessing what belongs to us. It's ours. When the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. You know why the countries are mourning right now? Because the wicked is in power. Now, most of you are watching the media selling you right now all of these young kids that are in hospital have an issue with their lungs. I told the people almost 9 months ago, when they start talking about this formula, they ran out of formula, 44%. The nation ran out of formula. It was a setup. They were trying to change the formula of the children. Jeremiah 1:4, he said, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. The formula. And so what people you're seeing right now, you're seeing the dynamics of what children are eating and food, what they're taking down. It's been a system. It's a major attack against the children right now. And parents who just came out of the corona spirit now got to deal with the spirit that they're trying to, they still trying to find the last of the brilliant children that would dominate by 2030 and 2040. That's why you see all of these children in hospitals. It's a big attack against kids. And you notice they said it had nothing to do with no coronavirus. It doesn't. It didn't have anything to do with coronavirus. It's these players. This is all a player. It's a player. And most children who were born during this virus time, these are children that will carry, they will be carriers of sacred things. They're brilliant children. They're mastermind children. They're going to change the society and the world as it stands. That's why you saw the Roe versus Wade battle, and you still see the battle for abortion rights over non-abortion rights and all of the plans that's coming and is trying to change things around. But you have to understand, people of God, what's going on at this very moment, what's being released at this time in the land. What you woke up with today, you will not go to sleep with that tonight. What many of you woke up with today, you won't go to sleep with that tonight. The dynamics of what was playing is being breached and broken. So you're watching in a country with only 3 weeks. Look at this, 3 weeks. 3 weeks, the lady in power, and she's no longer there. And they're trying to bring you right back to that same demonic force. You ain't seen nothing yet. I told most of the people here, you keep your eye on Vatican City. You keep your eye on our government. Keep a watchful eye of what's getting ready to manifest. And while you keep a watchful eye of what's getting ready to manifest here, don't lose sight of what's going on over in that country. Because, see, that decoy, listen to this, that decoy over in United Kingdom, over in England, is another decoy, because what they're secretly trying to do, they're secretly trying to shift who they want to be on the throne where Queen Elizabeth is, where she was. And so they're causing more confusion. That's why many people at this very moment, if you know believers and leaders and pastors and key people, the enemy is distracting you and the enemy is burning many of you all out. Some of you right now, you can go to other people for support. They're so burnt out, they can't even help you. You helping them. Why? Because the enemy was set in motion to burn most of the saints out. It started to really burn the people out. In 2019, the setup, if they couldn't destroy you in 2020, what they did in 2021, they messed up your mental cognitive ability, because most people right now, their mental cognitive ability or their mental health has been in breach in their body, so their mental capacity, I will tell you, 70% of the world have an issue with memory recall. Why? Because of how the enemy played with your thoughts. Let me share something with you. Now, you can go ahead and share this with everybody real quickly. I want everybody to listen to this. Listen to what's happened. When they sold you the coronavirus, and there is a virus, but guess what? I'm going viral on the virus. Listen to this. Many of you, when they kept playing with the people's mind, so while you were thinking about the virus, they sold you something else. You didn't have time to focus on the virus because you were too afraid of protecting yourself. They played with your mind there. They took you from the virus of fear to start playing with your mind. Then they moved you from playing with your mind to throwing fear, telling you to shut down, and they threw fear. So our mind was so thrown out that by the time people were trying to remember one thing, you had to remember another. Then another thing, you had to remember death. What they did, threw fear on many of us, scared the people, then death came in. People were sick. They were afraid of being sick. Then when death came in, you had people running around with grief, sorrow, and pain. So fear came in. They threw fear on you. They threw sickness on you. Then they threw death on you. Then no one had time to go through grief and sorrow and pain because they had to keep moving. So the mental capacity of the world was so distorted and thrown out that the ancient noble birthing family of the world and the media controlling system of the narrative never gave many of you opportunity to go through the sorrow, the pain, the grief. Some of you didn't have time to grieve over people you lost. You couldn't go to the funeral. You was afraid. And if you went to the funeral, other people intimidate you from going to the funeral. And if you didn't take the shot, other people talked about you from telling you you should have took the shot. So you had all of many of you were going through mental. And if you were a leader in any capacity, there was a lot of leaders committed suicide. There were leaders bailed out. The stress was on them, the intimidation. Even when God spoke to leaders specifically, the world outdid yourself. You follow more what the people said than what God was saying. And so you were listening to the people. How did Saul lose his power? Saul listened to the people, and the enemy wore out the saints. He wore out many of you. Yeah, and so you have a lot of people right now are wore out. Then you have many people trying to jump on major stages, burnt out. See, it wasn't about getting back to a building. It was about getting your own house in order. Oh, that's not. See, what people did not do, say to God, because when they told you immediately the virus was coming, what did they say? They told you it was pre-existing conditions in people's bodies. If you took care of your health and took care of your body, you would have been strong. Now, I'm 54 years old, and I get up every day, go walk, run, exercise 3.5 miles. I work out. I gave up meat. I took care of my health because my anatomy is the academy that dominates the world. If you take care of your anatomy, you take care of your academy. And you take it, you be able to dominate the world because what you're doing, you're not sitting down. You're not eating from the place of bestiology. You're not eating for comfort. What you're doing, you're not negotiating your body with a demonic world. You're taking care of yourself because your spirit is in order. And many people who were attacked, Jasmine, you have to understand they were attacked because of what happened in their body. You know, my doctor told me, 3 months ago. You know, my doctor told me 2 months ago. I misunderstood him. He said, you have, now listen to this. This is going to bless somebody while I'm sharing. This is going to bless. He said, Matthew? I said, yes, sir. He said, now listen, Sister Alexa, listen to this. He said, you have a heart of a 30-year-old athlete. So I was telling the people in the church, I said, well, the Lord said, that my doctor said, I have a heart. My heart is like a 30-year-old person. And you know, he said, no. My doctor said, no, you lied to the people. He said, you have a heart. Your heart operates like a 30-year-old athlete. I didn't say a 30-year-old person, like an athletic person. You know, an athlete who's 30 years old. He said, your heart operates. He said, you strong and you have the strength of a 30-year-old athlete. Now, y'all ain't ready for me. See, you got to be able to take care of your, mental capacity. And many people are wore out because of what? Number one, they wore out because what the enemy did, he spoke words against many of the people of God. You can't negotiate your ear to demonic spirits. You can't negotiate your ear, the Most High. He should do what? He should wear out what? The saints of the Most High. How is he wearing you out? Because he's allowing people to get your ear. There are people, Sister Diane Pryor, should not even have access to where you are at. Some of you leaders, there are people that should not have access to where you are at. They should not be able to have access to you, period. They should not be able to have that connection to where you're going. God has released such a powerful anointing. What you woke up with today, you would not go to sleep with that tonight. Some of you coming out of this thing, you're coming out to a place in God that's far greater than you ever would have imagined in your life. People in the world understand this, where we at as believers, the power that you're carrying as believers. Here's what he said. And do what? Change time and law. What's going on? For many of us, where we at now, it's changing time. Some of you, God had things planned for you, but because the enemy tricked you and played with your biological clock and your mental capacity, you made decisions too soon. Some of you are stepped out too soon. Some of you jumped the ship too soon. You have to understand where you're at right now. The enemy has burnt some of the people out. Now, you all remember, many of us, you have to remember, when we started teaching on social media, you know how so many people don't social media teaching. You don't even see them there. Why? Because the synergy and the energy of the social media platform and teaching people burnt some of these leaders out. They were burnt out. They were running and trying to do this, and they were burnt out. You have to know right now the enemy wore out many people, and some people will not recover. Why? Because the enemy burnt their lights out. They mentally burned them out. Here's what it is. And then change law, and they should be what? Given into the hand unto a time and a time of dividing the time. There's so much confusion right now going on in the land. It's so much confusion going on right now. If you turn and look, some of you, if you just let people teach and you listen to this, you'll almost be confused. You have to be very careful. Now, many of you, if you go over to what, Clubhouse, look at the people who have hundreds of people on Clubhouse. You all know so many people don't club out. They had 500, 600 people. Look at them. They're down to 40 people, to 30 people. Why? Because what the people did, they burned them out, and they deceived them. They manipulated them. Some of you have been burnt out. Look at some of you right now at the state you're in, what the enemy tried to do to you in relationship. Some of you better thank God. God broke some crazy relationships. Shoot, you'll be in the middle of December dealing with crazy folks. November dealing with crazy folks. Because God had to cut the cord. And if you operate in any level of prophetic anointing and the presence of the prophetic, you have to literally guard your vault. Let me tell you something. What's getting ready to come in this new year, this calendar new year, the Judaic calendar, I'm telling you, it's going to be mind-boggling. The land, the money, the wealth, the power that's going to be released to the people of God like never before. We're in an explosive prophetic time. And some of you right now, there are leaders that are bailed out because they were burnt out. Look at somebody say, they bailed out because they were burnt out too soon. They hung around people that burned them out. And many of us, we're going to pick up those spiritual realms and dimensions of fivefold ministry gifted people that have been burned out or tormented. Some of them can't recover. Some of them have leaders over them that are burnt out. How many of you know there are certain leaders that are over other leaders? Those leaders are burnt out. So we're dealing with a burnout time. You have to be anointed to do what you're doing. Your gift can't even move you to move the people right now. Why? Because the mental capacity of the 2020, 2021, 2022 year, and at the highest level, as long as the world knows this, as long as the world knows, at the highest level of our government dealing with dementia, you will never flow in the dimension where you should be in your country unless you operate in a spiritual realm. You have to be able to tap in, men and women of God. If you believe in our government to help you through this, you have just lost the battle. They need us. As I travel around the United States and the world, leaders are consulting wizards and witches, and they're consulting mediums, and they can't even give them answers because that spiritual realm is shut up. And let me share something with you. You can go do this right now, Sister Temple. You can go look at this right now. Right now, all major concerts, the big giant concerts around the world, they cancel all of those concerts. Most of those concerts are canceled because the frequency in the earth realm that was ruled by Queen Elizabeth and the marine realm of the Caribbean islands and the money system have been shut down right now. They don't have the power to move in those dimensions. So all of those major concerts for this month, next month were canceled. Major big events were canceled. You know why? Because those principalities and powers and forces cannot go any further. That Nimrod system, even people that speak with society, they don't even know what to do. They're trying to meet and have meetings. They can't even tap into that dimension. They're trying to tap into anointed people like myself. They're trying to tap into the realm where you at, because you're revealing the secrets and you're revealing things to the world and to the nation. You're in a season where you can't negotiate with other sounds, because what they'll do, they'll burn you out before time. You survived 2019. You survived 2020, 2021, 2022. You're in a critical time. So this 5783 that you're in right now is very pivotal to what's getting ready to be released right now in the land. Why are they trying to bring the old prime minister back to United Kingdom? Because they're all of that secret society and all of those demonic spirits, all of those things that they're trying to say, all of these little children are sick. They need all of the blood sacrifice. They need more blood sacrifice because they didn't meet their goal. These ancient nanoparticles that they put it in, they now put it in people's food and all of these things. So the men and women of God, you ain't seen nothing yet. The cataclysmic collide of high ranking leaders around the world. You ain't seen nothing yet. Look at what just happened to that big old actor. They just arrested him. What did he do? For messing with children. Y'all know the actor. You can put his name up there. See, it's coming down. And see what they must do. They must use one of them to go back. You know that country over there? Look at what's happening. I'm prophesying to you all. I've been predicting this stuff for the last 8-9 years, and even farther than that, back to 29, actually 1997, documented of events that are happening right now. And so you prophetic men and women of God, if you're an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, you have to be very careful who's in your worship team, who's playing your music, who's carrying your frequency right this moment. Because you have to be very careful. The acoustic of the sound right now is being contaminated to wear down your cerebellum, your cerebrum, your thinking capacity. People that are being burnt down right now in the earth realm. Many leaders don't even know why they're going into churches, coming out. like, man, what's going on? Powerful men and women of God and operating in strategic position in the kingdom of God. The enemy is trying to wear you down right now. I'm going to tell you right now, another thing that's hitting the people right now is the spirit of hallucination and delusion. A spirit of hallucination and delusion. You have to be very careful, Sister Nia Park. You got to be very careful right now in where God is trying to take you. Because you can't be on the borderline. You got a lot of people on the borderline between in and out, up and down. Why? Because the enemy is trying to wear us down. Wear you down. Oh, Shanda. You have to understand, he's trying to come in. And he's trying to shift the dynamics of where you at. Look at how many powerful prophets, men and women of God, you're in a prophetic realm. And what happened in that prophetic realm? Your DNA. Look at how the enemy is literally trying to confuse some of you prophetic people right now. They trying to confuse you right now. Some of you are you're in your meetings. Let me tell you something. Listen to this, saints of God. Something getting ready to happen. I told the people, something getting ready to happen. This week, I'm telling you. There's something getting ready to happen this coming week, coming up this week. And I'm telling you, it's going to shake the nation. It's going to shake some things. Y'all better brace yourself. It's going to shake some things. And when it happens, you have to be, as a believer, you have to be strong enough to brace yourself to help the people. See, if you are a leader that's a clone, you're dead. If you're a leader that's a copycatter, you're dead. If you're a leader that's walking in power and authority, you're success, because God is going to take your sound to a greater dimension in the world right now. You can't negotiate your ear in this hour. Even people that are praying with you and for you, everybody that say they're a prayer warrior don't understand the presence of intercession. Because in intercession, what God do in intercession, he enter you into the session to enter a seed in you. Intercession to intercede. When you are in intercession with God, he enter you into his session, and he enter a seed into you so that you can intercept. We don't have people that can intercept. They're praying, making you feel good. They're not praying to deliver you from the demonic fortune that's trying to stop your good. Or am I teaching today? Are you receiving this today? There's a spiritual dimension in the earth realm that was released through the 2020 and 2021 year. There was a spiritual realm open up to the world. There was secrets that was revealed in 2020 and 2021. Even now, that was supposed to take leaders to the highest level in the spiritual realm. But they failed for the corona sound. Do you know what corona means? Corona means crown. They sold you the sound of a disease than the sound of the power of the presence. That's why anybody who operate in sound, you have a mega ministry. See, it wasn't about mega people. Your sound was the projectile in the earth realm. Your sound carry more power than anything. You can open your mouth right now, and the power of things will manifest right now. I'm prophesying it to somebody right now. I'm prophesying right now. By 3 o'clock today, by 3 p.m. today, I don't care what time zone you in. By 3 o'clock today, there's somebody's life is gonna be in such a pivotal place of creativity you ain't never experienced. Oh, Shanda, say that to you, say. Because of what's getting ready to be released to you all. Things aren't happening 2 days down the road. They're happening instantaneously. Because of the glory of God and the power that's being released to many of you right now. Some of you, by February of 20, 2023, the Gregorian calendar, you'll be in a place in your life that you never thought you would be in. You'll be in terms of your business, your wealth, your creativity, your productivity. You got the Xbox spirit, and then you got the vault spirit. Because people are operating in that level. Sister Nicole, McLeod, you and your husband, the enemy is trying to cause confusion there. Let me just prophesy to some of you all right now. There's so much confusion around you. I gave y'all a word. If you all follow that word I gave you and follow it, you and him will be at a whole different level. It's almost like I gave y'all a word. Y'all didn't take my word. See, as a prophet, I'm gonna lead you down the right road, and I'm gonna tell you how to operate it. Sister Brittany Lanier, you listen to this woman of God. The Lord is doing something in you in this season of your life. And this is what I hear. God is getting ready to multiply some things inside of you. But that little old demon keeps trying to bargain, negotiate with your past. Let me tell you something, woman of God. It's not about your past right now. The enemy wants to keep talking to you about your past. About 90% of y'all on here right now, you are at a critical place between now and November the 18th. I told many of you after what, October 15th? After October 15th, what did y'all hear? Look what happened. Look at what happened after October 15th. Look what they did. A new prime minister. See, I told you. Keep your eyes open. See, I told you. Everything's going to change. Now, between now and November 15th, some of you right at this point, the enemy is trying to create an illusion for your vision. He's trying to make you feel like the vision that God gave you will not happen. There's a strong demonic force that is a high-ranking force, and it's called Edmosia. Write this word down, Edmosia. It's an ancient fallen demon, and this demon is agitating many of us right now. You all are dealing with a spirit that is sent to agitate you, to aggravate you, to anger you and to frustrate you right now. And then the rest of you, the enemy is wearing you down. Some of you, the devil sent people into your churches, your ministry, and even into your life, and you calling it God. But watch this, Sabrina, Daniel. They're burning you out. You got to figure out what in the world. Let people, give people 10 minutes to speak. By that hour, you'll find out if they're with you or not. Some things are not for you. It's to burn you out before time. And God is trying to get you at a critical place. So Sister Brenda Lanier, stay at that place of the Lord. Stop letting family members try to set you back right now. There are things that God promised you. And I'm looking at 2011, 2012, 2013. There are some prophecies that were spoken over many of you all life. Now that's getting ready to manifest themselves at this very moment. And the enemy is trying to make you tell the Lord. Now look at this. He's trying to get most of you to tell God that it ain't going to happen. He's getting in your ear. The warfare and the burnout of leaders are horrendous. Sister Alexis, there are things, let me tell you something, daughter, listen to this. There are things right now that you were supposed to be at this very moment. Fear gripped you and false relationships shook you. Oh, I'm teaching right now. fear gripped you and false relationships shifted you. So it's almost like you're like, man, I'm almost there. You're closer than you ever would imagine. And look at all of the people that are that is hating on you, where you're going. Some of you are at that. You're at that. What I call it? You're at the celestial thing with God that's elevating you far greater than your mind could ever imagine. I'm telling you, the things that are getting ready to be released, there, some of you are, you have inventions on you right this moment. You know why some of you are dealing with what I call battle fatigue and writer's block? Some of you right now, you're dealing with a writer's block and a battle fatigue at this very moment. One more word will make you a multi-millionaire. But the enemy came in and created a writer's block for somebody. Somebody writing a song right now. You've been done with this song. It's in your head. You can't even write it down. There are some of you. You're at a critical place right now. And your gift, the enemy has caused a block. Some of you right now, even you, Alan Patterson, you're in a roller coaster ride. You're going around in a roller coaster. I just see you going around and around in a roller coaster, round. And the enemy got you going around and around because you're trying to pull in those same individuals. Many of us, right this moment, you can't negotiate your sound. Look at somebody say, no negotiating my sound of where you're about to go right now. There's some of you, there's a person right now, every month, at this pivotal time of the month, you operate in fear. Why? Because you got to meet your rent. The enemy keeps bothering you. Every time it's like you get to this place, it's like, I gotta pay my rent. And you've been going around this thing for look like 16, 17 years. This same spirit. You know why? Because the Lord wants you to have your own. He wants you to have your own house. Now listen to this. There's some of you prophesied that God was going to bless you with a house, and you're renting right now, and you struggling to pay your rent. Why? Because the prophecy is said you're supposed to be in a house, and you struggling to pay your rent. And then you say, well, if I can't pay my rent, I can't get in the house. You move in their house and watch every bill going to be paid, because the prophecy is not for the rented thing. The prophecy is for the ownership. Oh, I'm prophesying to some of you right now. You're following. Your prophecy didn't say rent it. Your prophecy said you own it. Oh, God. Your prophecy didn't say get a used car. The prophecy said you were in a new car. You in a breach of your own prophecy. Can I preach now? Can I prophesy to some of you? Some of you receive prophecy. Oh, this is going to bless somebody too. There's somebody that the Lord already told you were going to have a husband. And what you did, you went and got a rented man and a rented woman. You're the one that got a rented person, and that person is draining you, taking everything from you, burning you out. If you would have waited on the Lord, you would have been in a powerful place right this moment. You let the enemy trick you in the bedroom. Talk to me and say, he tricked him in the bedroom. Woo! Well, I'm teaching today. There's some prophecies. There's some prophecies that God told you he was going to do, and you helped him out. You should let the Lord will be done. Oh, good God of mine. Oh, I'm a teacher today. I'm a blessing somebody. Because you let the enemy get inside. Now you are praying. Here you are. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, you need another word to get rid of that rented thing. You need a word over the word. You don't need a word. You need to get your tail up and keep on moving. Amen. What am I saying? He's burning the people out. He's taking you. Some of you are right here. I'm almost done. Some of you are right here in your life where you're at a critical place, and God is moving. That counterfeit sound made you negotiate your love. That counterfeit sound made you negotiate your career. That counterfeit sound made you go right back to another bad ministry. That counterfeit sound made you move into an area you weren't even supposed to move in. I came to tell somebody today, the Lord said, don't negotiate your sound. He is speaking to you. The enemy was slated to destroy you. God had prepared to bless you for right now. There are people right this moment are still talking, but they don't have power to stop what I'm doing. There are people that are lying in a cut that are still watching. They don't have the level of what God has given for the people. Saints of God, in this window we're in, the vault is being exposed. And many of us are rising to the occasion, but a lot of you all are burnt out. Look at that. This is a person right now. You're dealing with a spirit of oppression. This is a spirit of oppression on you. You don't know what to do. I'm going to pray for you right now. This is a person right now. You on him. You're dealing with a heavy spirit of oppression. And it's oppressing. You're fighting it. You haven't told anybody about it. You in a leadership position. You try to find a word for the people. You can't even find when you, and you just barely making it. And then everybody around you are zapping you. I came to minister to you today. Strengthen the man of God. Strengthen the woman of God. Right this moment, strengthen them now. Strengthen right now. There's a woman on here right now. Something happened between you and this man. I'm looking at your heart. It's like your heart is bleeding. You having some female issue right now. I'm prophesying to you right now, young lady. You having some major female issue going on in your body, and it's because of this man. You trying to make this man want you, and he got these other women. And you try to figure it out, and he keeps playing on your mind. There's another person you dealing with one of your children. You're dealing with the children parent. And that thing is causing confusion all around you. I came to minister to you right now today. Right now, this is a word for you. You at a pivotal time where things are getting ready to work out for you at this very powerful place. And the enemy is trying to burn you out. He's trying to burn you. There's a person, you just took on a job. You just took on a job and you regretting that you took this job. And it's almost like you really want to quit. Look, since you made the transition, you don't even know what to do. God is going to open up a door for you to let that position go because it's burning you out. You're more burnt out now than you were in your previous position. This is for a woman on here. You flow in the prophetic. You're a prophetess. And you're a prophetess right now, but you're in a battle with some other prophetess right now. You're in warfare right now. And you try to figure out why things are the way it is concerning these prophetess. Because God is taking you to another realm in the spirit realm, and they're upset that they can't tap into where you're at. So they're fighting and battling you right now. And almost like you're hurt. You've been hurt by them. This is a word for you. You have to release that faith. You have to release that faith. There's a person on here right now. You're an apostle right now. This word is helping you at this very moment. You right now at this very moment, you dealing with some lower back issues. It's a stream thing going through your back. And it's about 27 of you right now. There's a pain going through your back, right in your head. You got a nerve in your head. It's pushing on you right now. There's that person right now. You dealing with that thing. You and that person, you went to bed last night. You didn't even let that thing go with that family member. You're holding on. That person angering you again. Somebody right here, right over this eye. Look right over here. You see the eye? Now, that's on my left side, so it's on your left side. You're dealing with a pain right here over your eye. And it's like you had to lay down. You can't even take no medication for it because it's right there in your eye. It's causing pain. That witchcraft spirit, because those people were sitting there talking about you in the background. I hear right now, this is for this lady. There were some other women on the phone. They were talking about you. And you all supposed to be together. And they were talking on the phone. And you got that tension right there. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying. If that's you, you can put that down now. You can put it on the screen. Don't worry about nobody else. Because there's some things that the Lord is doing. There's somebody right now that you're a leader. You were supposed to have an event. And all confusion broke out. There was so much confusion broke out around you. It was so hard for you to even move. The enemy created so much confusion around you. You were literally wondering, God, where are you? You were trying to teach in the middle of a strong spirit of confusion. It was utter confusion going on. I don't know who this person is. This is a young lady. Young lady, the Lord is healing. The Lord is healing a young lady right now. He's healing your body right now. You're supposed to be going in for some tests. And some tests, it's something on your on the female part of your body. God is healing you right now. You've been having some issues. Let me give you a stand. Y'all want me to stand? Let me show you something. Watch it. You hear your body is right there. You a female. You having some female issue right around here. There's some female stuff going on right around here in your body. And the Lord is healing you right now. There's a healing coming over you right this moment. There's a person right in your lower back. I'm gonna say right around your L4, your lower back, right around your L4. You've been having a nerve. It's been causing you problem, and the nerve is coming from your lower right leg, and you've been having some issue with your lower right leg. And God is healing. Oh, the Lord's doing a miracle right now. Oh yeah, will somebody get healed right now? Somebody getting healed right now. Oh, yeah, you get healed. The Spirit of the Lord God is healing you. There's a person that has some issue in the tendonitis. And the Lord is touching your body right now with this tendonitis. And he's going into that tendonitis. And even the rotator cuff, somebody is being healed right now. The Spirit of God is healing you right now. There's another person. While that is happening, there's somebody right now in New York. God is doing a miracle for this family member right now in New York. The Lord is moving over this family member at this very moment in New York. The Lord is working this matter out right now for this family member at this very moment in New York. It's healing it right now. He's healing it. Now, this person right now, there's somebody you're dealing with acid reflux. Every time you eat something, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. There's a person dealing with acid reflux, and in your stomach, down in your stomach, don't get mad at me when I say this. When you took the shot, listen to this. You took the shot. It went inside your body. And it began to cause, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm looking at the inside of you right now. You took the shot, and what it's doing is causing all of your food to keep coming up. Now, look at what the Holy Ghost is doing. I'm looking at an angel going inside your throat, going down inside your stomach. He's going inside your stomach. And in your stomach area is almost like the acid reflux caused you to almost choke. There's another person last night. You couldn't sleep last night because you're dealing, when you sleep a certain way, it's almost like you're choking. You're choking. God is doing a healing right now. God's doing some miracles right now. There's a healing anointing happening right now. Somebody's being healed this very moment. You're being healed going down inside. Now, the person with this stomach thing, the issue with the stomach, you're in your stomach area. It's like right out in your stomach. All of that stuff is coming out of you. By the time 11 o'clock today, you're going to use the washroom, and it's going to release all of that stuff out of your stool, and you're going to be healed in the name of the Lord. God is doing something right now for you at this very moment. You're receiving a healing right now. Ooh, Shana. Ooh, glory. You've been healed. You're being healed right now. You've been healed. The stomach disorder. Thank you. The stomach disorder. The disorder in the stomach. The stomach disorder. God is healing that area right now. He's doing a miracle for you at this very moment. A stomach disorder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is doing it right now for you. In the name of the Lord. Receive that. Receive that, beloved. Receive that right now. Receive that right now. In the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God is the in the name of the Lord. It is so in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's doing it. It's doing it right now. Oh, my God. Now, I don't know who's dealing with this thyroid. Somebody's dealing with an issue in their thyroid. You're dealing with a thyroid issue, and it's causing, it's inflamed. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Look at this. I'm right back at it again. It's inflamed. Your thyroids are being inflamed. It's been inflamed. Thyroid's been inflamed, and it's causing you the pain in that area of your thyroid. And the Lord is doing a healing. I'm watching it right now. There's a strong healing falling over you right now. Ooh, glory to God. There's a healing. There's a healing. God is doing you. God is healing that area in the thyroid. And I'm telling you, he's open. It's like he's opening you up. And you've been battling with this for a while. You've been battling with this in you. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. And God is going inside and touching your body at this very moment. The inner part of your body is being touched right now and healed from the thyroid area of your life. God is doing a miracle for you at this very moment. I'm telling you, there's a miracle that God is doing right now for you at this very moment. I'm telling you, somebody receiving a miracle right now. The Holy Ghost is doing something for you right now. At this very moment, you're being healed. You're being delivered. You've been set free. A miracle is happening for you. Oh, the power of the anointing is falling on somebody right now. Touching it. That person, you've been asking the Lord. You've been talking to the Lord about this. Oh, thank you right now. Talking to the Lord. And you said, Lord, I need an answer. The Holy Ghost is giving you an answer because you've been trying to figure out why you've been going over this again. That's a family issue. And God is moving over you at this very moment. And he's moving over you at this very moment to give you restoration. There's some restorating power happening right now. And God is doing it. I want to deal with this person. You've been dealing with a grief. You're grieving. You're grieving as a person right now. You're dealing with the spirit of grief, a heavy spirit of grief over you. And you can't shake this grief. And you don't want to tell nobody about it because every time somebody tell you, you talk about the grief, literally everybody keeps saying, you got to get over. It takes time. I want you to understand, person, it's going to take time. Don't let nobody shift you into thinking it's going to be over. You have to go through this healing. And God is moving over you right now. He's healing you right now. So don't let anybody shake you because of what you're dealing with. The Spirit of God is doing it. So trust the Lord. Know his will is being done for your life. The Lord is moving over you today. Glory to God. Bless the Lord today. We believe in the God. We believe in the Lord today for you today. Amen. That the healing power of God. Hallelujah. It is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let his will be done in this very moment. Let his will be done for your life. There's a healing. There's a person, your name is, what is your name? Marnita, anointed to be me. Stop. Woman of God, this is a word for you, okay? This is a word for you. I want you to know today, there's something that the Lord is going to do for you this week. And it's almost like there's something you've been seeking God for. And you're seeking God for it. God is going to move. But there's a person, and I keep hearing it like a friend, something regarding a friend. The Lord is moving over that relationship with this friend so that you can have the peace from this place. God did not do what he's doing in your life over the last three to six years to do what he had, to bring you where he has you at. The enemy has been trying to set you back. But God is saying, tell you today, there's some things he's moving on your behalf and for your life right now that's going to change the way you see things and the way things were once in your life. He's moving over that thing so he can give you some peace in that matter. There's something you talked to the Lord about last night before you went to sleep. Now God is going to answer that thing by Tuesday. He's going to give you an answer by Tuesday concerning that matter. You have to trust the Lord. You trust the Lord and watch and see that thing will be resolved and you're going to have the answer to what you talk to the Lord about in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. All right, saints of God, we bless the Lord today. We thank you, God, for you all today. All right, let's thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so. Glory to God. It is so. It is so. For the kingdom of God, it is so. Hallelujah. It is so. It is so. It's happening right now. It is so. It is so. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so. And this is what I see. This is for somebody else right now. There's some things that the Lord is moving in terms of this family matter. This is a family matter that the Lord is moving for you, and he's moving in it for you and giving you healing in it right now. Sister Harlene Lawson, there's some things that, this is a word for you. There's some things that you have before the Lord concerning the family. And the Lord is moving in that area for you. There's some things in ministry that you were supposed to be at right now, but some things hindered you. And I'm looking at like actually like 2009. And the Lord is bringing some things back around, and actually he's restoring some things, and you've been a little disappointed and frustrated by it. But God is working out some things on your behalf. He's working out some things on your behalf and to give you peace. And then it's going to give you peace. I'm even looking with the grandchildren, some things that are going on. He's working out those details because there's too much in the kingdom of God that the Lord is trying to do for you that's hindering you. There's some hindering. There's some things you were supposed to be at right now in this season of your life that God already had set in motion. He had these things set in motion for you, strategically for you. And I'm telling you, it was strategically But the Lord said, now it's time to do that. I don't know what has to happen to your body. I don't know what that thing that happened to your body. I'm seeing something concerning the leg, the body. The Lord is touching you right now, woman of God. He's doing something this very moment in your body at this very moment for your life right now. Hallelujah. And don't worry concerning what happened with that family member, that brother, that issue. Don't worry. God is working at all the details in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You were supposed to be literally right now. You were supposed to be at a totally different trajectory, and it hindered that trajectory. But God said he's taking you back right now, woman of God, in Jesus' name. All right, saints of God, I want to give you all the opportunity to be a blessing today. Those of you that will be a blessing to us real quickly. I know I hadn't been on in 2 weeks. I was traveling in different parts of the United States. I was moving. I was traveling. I want to give you a chance to be blessed. Sister Dela Cruz, there's some things that God is doing. The Lord put drop you in my spirit. There's some things he's doing to your family. There's a particular relative. I think this is a sister. There's some things that God is doing something for this sister of yours. It's like a sister. I don't know if this is a sister or a play sister, but the Lord is doing some things for them. Some mighty powerful things for them right now. And you just trust the Lord concerning this matter, because you can't digress backwards, because it's almost like everybody is pulling on you, dependent on you. And you don't even know that you're dealing with something with this particular child of yours, where everybody's pulling on you. They're pulling on you, and you're trying to deal with a certain thing in your home. And this is, I don't know what this has something to do with you. The Lord said, don't let this particular father cause confusion while God is trying to move in your life. So you just be strong. You be strong in the things of the Lord. You're in a place in God. And whatever you told the Lord on Thursday, this past Thursday, I'm looking at this Thursday, there's some things you talked to the Lord about that you wanted him to do on Thursday. You have to trust the Lord, okay? All right, bless the Lord for you all today. Sister Cherie Webb, bless you on today. I'm looking at something the Lord did in your appetite. He said, I curbed your appetite. Your craving have changed. There's some things that you've been talking to the Lord about, transition. You got some things before the Lord in terms of transition. You just trust the Lord in this transition, because he's going to move on behalf of those things. You've been asking, Lord, specific. You need some specific answers, especially before November, before the month of November. You need the Lord. You talk to the Lord about some things, and you need the Lord to give you some answers. I'm looking at between November 13th, 14th, and 15th. November 13th, 14th, and 15th. I don't know what's supposed to go on there. I don't know if you need to. You even have to see your doctor about some things. But I'm telling you right now, that setback, the temporary setback, is you have to rest yourself a little bit, because that thing has been going on in the body a little bit. Amen. Something's going on in your blood, your sugar blood level, and the Lord is moving. Okay. All right. Let me do this real quickly. I know some people are still being blessed. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to be a blessing. It's across the screen. Those of you who will sow to their seed, I'm telling you, this will be a blessing. I'm telling you, this is called the negotiation time. The message today is, don't negotiate your sound. No, don't negotiate your sound right now. Don't negotiate your sound. Those of you who say, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to step out and sow the seed. Though I'm believing God for you. I need as many people who will step out with me today and say, I'm believing God. I'm sowing today. I'm believing God for you today. I'm going to prophesy to a few more people. But before everybody leave, I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing to the word of the Lord God on today. To be a blessing to the word of the Lord God on today. Those of you will step out and say, I'm going to sow this seed. It's called no negotiation seed. I'm not negotiating. I'm not going to negotiate what God is doing right now in my life. I believe the Lord. Somebody just called a family member, asked him to jump on the line real quick. I don't know who you were, that family member. I'm going to minister to that family member because they need an answer concerning something with their mother, something with a mother issue. I'm going to minister to them. But those of you who sow that seed, they probably, I'm going to step out and sow this $100 seed. If you sow that seed, I want you to step out and believe God today. I'm sowing this negotiating, no negotiating feet. I'm going to bless the man of God. I'm blessing him. This week, I tell you, this is the week of our conference. This is the week of my birthday. My birthday is coming up. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. Those who are joining us for this conference this week to join us, to join us for our celebration this week, we want to see you right here in Harvey, Illinois, 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey. We want to see you in the building and in the place. I would love to see you there Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. I'm telling you, it's going to be a power-packed time. My birthday, it will be next Monday, so we want you to be part of it today. But those of you who are sowing, I'm sowing into this seed called No Negotiation Seed. I'm being a blessing, and I want to be a blessing to you, man of God, for all of the work that you're doing and all of the blessings. Come be with us on Friday night in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We're right here in Illinois. If you're here, drive-in, hotel information, you can go to my Facebook page. It's free. The conference doesn't cost you anything. We just want to see you in the building and in the place. Amen. Well, happy birthday to you, Sister Pittman. Bless you on today. Happy birthday to you. It's my son. Happy birthday to your son today. Bless you on today. We bless the Lord. All right, those of you going to sow that seed, please do that today. I'm sowing Prophet Matthew to this seed today to be a blessing. You can do it at Cash App at @RFPIM. You can do it at Zelle. It's already on the screen. We Restore You. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. Or you can go to our website at WeRestoreYou.org. Let's connect. If you need someone to cover you, you say, Prophet Matthew, I don't have a covering. I want you to be my pastor. I want you to be my virtual pastor. Do that today. We love to pastor you in your purpose and your vision. If you're a leader and you say, look, I'm so tired of all of these leaders who want something from me. I don't want nothing from you. Many people who know my sons and daughters, we are a blessing to them. We're a blessing to ministry, and we're a blessing to you today. Will you do that today? Sow that seed, and I tell you, I trust the Lord right now for you on today. Right now today, we're touching the Lord. Thanks. Amen. Bless you, Sapphire Turner. Bless you, Sapphire Turner. I don't know if somebody invited you to come on here. You said thank you to Karina Koga Hurston. I'll catch the replay. Bless you on today, woman of God. Let me release this word to you real quickly before you go, and I'm going to share with two more people, but I have to go to prepare for our early morning service. If you are in the Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana, join us in our sanctuary today. You will be blessed today. There's a word from the Lord. I guarantee you, you'll be blessed on today. Woman of God, this is what I hear, the word of the Lord God for you. I'm sharing some things that the Lord is going to do for you right now concerning the family, like a family matter, relationship matter. The Lord is moving on behalf of that. But the Lord said you have to trust them. You have to be very careful in your mouth of things you say in this season, because you got to trust the Lord. There's some things you're dealing with receiving words from people, even church people, because you've been very disappointed by what people have said to you about church. But this is a season God is connecting you. I'm even hearing the Lord said, I'm connecting you with the right resource and the right people and the right connection for where you're going. Even some things that you've been dealing with internally, it's been affecting your body. The Lord said, release and forgive and watch him move on your behalf. Trust the Lord this season of your life. And even concerning that male person, God is working out the detail. You have to trust the Lord that he's going to work out all the details, and you're going to see the things manifest itself. All right, for those who want to sow via Cash App, you can go to Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. That's Cash App. You're going to do it via Zelle. Go to We Restore You. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. And believe God. Bless you, Joseph James. Thank you for your commitment. We appreciate you on today. We love you. Thank you for your being connected with us. So, woman of God, take that. Let that word germinate in your spirit and know that his will shall be done for your life and the things that you put before the Lord concerning your life on today. Amen. I thank God for you on today. Let the strength of the Lord go with you. Let the power of the Lord be with you during this season. Tyra Uzzle. Thank God for you on today. But the Lord said, this is the time he's stretching you. I see some things that the Lord is doing in you. He's stretching you. There's some things God is stretching you. When I say stretching you, that means he's stretching you out because you've been limited. There's some things you've been limited. I'm looking at some even some things you've been limited concerning growing up your childhood. The Lord is stretching you out. Don't be afraid to be stretched in this season. And the reason being stretched is because there's so much inside of you. Even I hear the word transition. Go through the transition. Go through that transition. Let God will be done. There are many things that the Lord is trying to do in your life. Don't be afraid of new things. Don't be afraid of stepping out into new things so you can see the hand of God move for you, okay? All right, thanks to God. Be blessed on today. Stay connected with us. Follow us as we share the word of God locally and globally around the world. Share this with others. Let others be blessed by the word of the Lord God. Today's message today, don't negotiate your sound. Do not negotiate your sound. Too many people have been negotiating their sound when God has already given them faith to move the word of God on today. I love you all. Stay connected. Follow us on this week as we'll do drive-by with the prophet. We're going to be on every day for the week leading up to the entire conference and even my birthday. So stay with it. Look for me on Facebook all week. We'll be jumping on Facebook all next week, every single day with a word from the Lord. Sabrina, bless you on today. Tangela Stute White, this is the word for you, Sister Tangela. There's some things that God is doing in you. Now, y'all keep pulling the prophetic. I'm trying to jump off of this line, so we got our blog site on too. There's some things that the Lord is doing in you personally. There's some things you expected God to do, and I'm looking at 2016. I don't know what happened in 2016 concerning a family and concerning a relationship in 2016, but there's some deep pains you're carrying. I'm even feeling some things you're going through right now. The Lord said you have to release those things so he can move. Even though you were hurt, it should not hinder where God is taking you. There's some things that God is working out all of the details for your life, even right now. You have some powerful things inside you, but you just won't let that issue go. You have to free yourself, woman of God, so God can move over your life. There's some things he's trying to move over your life. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Don't keep allowing what hurts you stifle you from the purpose. God has his hand on you in such a powerful way. I'm going to pray for you and keep you lifted up in this season, woman of God. So be strong, be strengthened today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? You have to be liberated so God's word can be in your life. Amen. All right, Minister Bryan, people of God, bless you on today. We're looking for a powerful time this week. We enter into this week of our Family Value Conference. Bless you. Sister Lewis, bless you, mighty woman of God. Give your love to your husband out there in a great, powerful city there, a state of Alabama. We appreciate you. Thank God for the anointing on your life and the purpose of God on your life. All right. Bless you, people of God. Have a phenomenal day. Stay connected with us. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you is my prayer. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. God bless.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
excelling the family for the kingdom purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Fierce Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois.
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, the workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand. Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry.
Ministry, Toledo, Ohio, Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988 or email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022, the Family Values Conference at RFPIM 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and we'll see you there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.